Greetings to the brightest audience in the country. I am Bob Enyart, the pastor of Denver Bible Church. It's election season, and the most important election in the entire nation is Colorado's Amendment 48, the personhood amendment. It's historic, first time in 41 years of the states having legalized abortion. Different states at different times, 19 states before Roe v. Wade, legalizing killing innocent children. And now, finally, a statewide opportunity to acknowledge, not to establish. We're not establishing the right to life. That's a confused terminology, and it fosters this false notion, this secular humanism, that we could decide what's right and wrong. We could establish. No, we're acknowledging the God-given right to life of the unborn. So please vote yes on Amendment 48. If you can give money, they're buying TV commercials. Colorado Right to Life is buying thousands of dollars worth of TV commercials. And they analyze the media buys of the personhood campaign and chose to go to secondary markets that were not sufficiently covered to really hit hard the personhood of the unborn. Let people know that there is a God-given right to life, and we're responsible to protect these kids. So if you can help out with that, that'd be great. Now, I want to continue the overview of the debate at theologyonline.com, and I'll do that in a couple minutes after a few news stories. But that debate, is it immoral to vote for John McCain? Startling debate at theologyonline.com, Battle Royale 13. Wow. You got to read it, especially at our website, kgov.com. We link to the fifth round. It's a five-round moderated debate. We link to the fifth round post from Will Duffy and Jim Schofield. It is powerful. It will knock your socks off. It's so great. But first, a couple news stories. All right, we got $250 billion purchase of ownership in private banks by the Bush administration. Now, Bush is a Democrat, right? He's a Democrat, liberal Democrat, socialist. Oh, he's a Republican. This is a major milestone socialist move by our Republican administration and the Treasury Secretary. And so down in South America, we have an enemy who hates us, and he's a socialist, right? He's the president of Venezuela. And his name is Hugo Chavez. So what do you think Chavez has been saying about Bush purchasing $250 billion worth of U.S. banks with taxpayer money? He has been just eating it up. He loves it. And he's laughing. He's calling him Comrade Bush. And he says, Comrade Bush, in a crisis, becomes a socialist. And that's true. That's what's happening. This is a Reuters story. Socialist Venezuelan President Hugo Chavez mocked George W. Bush as a comrade, saying the U.S. president was a hardline leftist for his government's intervention in major private banks in the U.S. Chavez, who says, by the way, that capitalism is evil, and the word capitalism, I prefer the word freedom. Chavez ridiculed Bush for his plan for the federal government to take ownership stakes in American banks, despite America's criticism of Venezuela for nationalizing some of their corporations and industries. It's wrong. So Chavez says Bush is now a left winger. It's a good point. He was speaking at an international conference on socialism. And he said, Comrade Bush announced he will buy shares in private banks. And Chavez, of course, has nationalized chunks of his nation's economy in recent years, and now he's in negotiations to take over a Spanish bank in Venezuela. And he says that, hey, you got to nationalize industries to refocus the company's activities. Instead of looking for profit, make sure they're helping the poor. That's what companies are supposed to do, help the poor. And so people who are advocating that our government spend, what, $1 trillion on this socialist bailout and now equity shares, ownership in U.S. banks, why do that? That violates do not steal. That's socialist. That's liberal. That's democratic. Why do that? Well, we have to help those who are suffering. So we got to help those who are suffering. Hugo Chavez has to help those who are suffering. It's all the same thing. We break down the barriers of right versus wrong, right versus left. And our conservative Christians are becoming liberals, socialists, child killers, promoting homosexuality and pornography and all kinds of sexual immorality. It used to be sex is only legal within marriage. It used to be conservatives were against socialism. Forget all that. And you've got how many Christians are going to vote for Obama? And we point out, yeah, but he supports abortion. They don't care. So does McCain. They don't care. And look at the price of oil is now down 50%. Wow. Not the price you pay at the gas station, but the price for a barrel of oil down 50% from its peak of $147 a barrel back in July. That's just it's astounding, really. Down more than 50%. That is startling. Okay. Now, let's see. Okay, now to the debate. Our phone number here, by the way, 1-800-8-NYART, 1-800-836-9278. Oh, and what an article from the Rutherford Institute, their founder, Whitehead. Oh, this, I'm stunned by this article. I'm absolutely stunned because this goes through James Dobson's vote for John McCain and talks about selling your soul. This is a conservative, Christian, pro-life, long time. I mean, they've been around for decades fighting for the rights of the unborn and Christian civil liberties, the Rutherford Institute. And he's saying Dr. Dobson has sold his soul for a bowl of political porridge. And then he quotes C.S. Lewis saying, if you surrender yourself to the temporal claims of a nation or a political party, you are rendering to Caesar that which belongs to God. Whoa, that's intense. Your allegiance, your loyalty, your obedience. Wow, and that's C.S. Lewis, and that's John Whitehead from the Rutherford Institute. And Whitehead is applying that to Dr. Dobson. His whole article is about Dr. Dobson saying he's going to vote for John McCain. It's just an amazing article. But even more extraordinary is this debate at TheologyOnline.com. By the way, one of the most popular Christian websites in the world, not the most popular, not the largest, but one of the most popular. It has over 1 million posts on its threads, its forums, over 1 million posts. Not hits. Nobody talks about hits anymore, right? That was an early scam, hits. Not visits, but posts, actually where people jot down their thoughts, their questions, their debates, arguments, over 1 million posts. And today, we got a link. Now, this is a ministry of Denver Bible Church. The elders of Denver Bible Church, two of our elders, started an online outreach, and we're so thrilled it's become so popular. Hardcore Christian, right-wing, serious theology out of the Bible, and a website, one of the more popular websites in the world, just today, linked to TOL. It's a creation website, creationontheweb.com, and they linked to an article on TOL, an article that I wrote against atheists. It's called A Christian Answer to Euthyphro's Dilemma. So praise the Lord for another high-profile link to TOL, and that helps, of course, in your Google rankings when people search for topics. Now, on TOL is this debate. It's called Battle Royale 13. Now, I was in Battle Royale 7 and Battle Royale 10. 7 was Does God Exist? Between me and a psychologist who was the atheist at TOL, their resident atheist. And Battle Royale 10 was the debate about the future and whether God is able to change the future, whether he's still creative, whether he could write a new song or make a new flower or do anything that would affect the future. And we argue, yes, God is free and creative and able to change the future. I know it sounds radical, doesn't it? But that's our position. And for that, we're really excoriated by some Christians who their theology is threatened by that simple truth. But anyway, this is Battle Royale 13. Is it immoral to vote for John McCain? And so we were going through the debate earlier this week, and it's one of the most stunning debates I've ever read. And Will Duffy and Jim Schofield, friends of Bob Inyart Live, Will Duffy's the founder of the Collaborators Project, through this post, they're debating their opponents who say it's okay to vote for John McCain. And issue after issue, they comment politicians and defense attorneys. It's like we are debating politicians and defense attorneys. We want to discuss this matter with Christians, taking God's word seriously, politicians and defense attorneys. So I'm going to jump right into this. And the good guys on this, I believe that's anyone who says don't support an unrepentant child killer. That's one of the good guys, as compared to the obfuscators and the moral relativist and the secular humanist who say there are circumstances in which you could support an unrepentant child killer, somebody who wants to kill kids. Personally, my own Christian view, you don't support mass murderers. That's my own quirk. And this is just a quirk I developed. I don't know how it happened. You know, too much caffeine, I guess. I just think as a Christian, you shouldn't support a mass murderer. I mean, I know that gets a lot of people angry, but don't support mass murderers. So Will Duffy and Jim Schofield, in their argument, don't vote for John McCain. He's a mass murderer. One of the examples they gave is that he voted yes on H.R. 3010 recently, funding the killing of unborn children. And it does that. Millions and millions of dollars going for even surgical abortion, in addition to all the chemical abortion and everything else. But surgical abortion of unwanted children, for example, in this instance, whose fathers are rapists. Now, John McCain supports killing millions of unborn children, millions, tens of millions, in all different ways. If you just look at surgical abortions of unwanted children, John McCain has funded about, and this is conservative, 300,000 kids to be killed by Planned Parenthood abortionists, just outrightly, about 300,000. So they say, and he did that, for example, when he voted yes on H.R. 3010 recently. And so the opponents who say it's okay to vote for John McCain, this is what they wrote. They wrote, first, when a senator votes for an appropriations bill, much as when a citizen votes for a candidate, he is not expressing his support for every provision within the bill, unquote. Politicians and defense attorneys. Politicians and defense attorneys. And Will Duffy and Jim Schofield, they argue, we will all be held accountable for our actions. And saying, but God, I didn't agree with the murder of the innocent part, but I still voted for it, is not going to stand. besides which the murderous provisions in that bill were the ones that John McCain fully agreed with. He agrees with it. He doesn't disagree. They're pointing out, what are you talking about? John McCain didn't agree with every provision in the bill. The part that says you can kill innocent children, he agreed with it. And it funds the killing of unborn children. It funds it. It pays for it. So what? The mafia boss, the godfather, he's not responsible for the hit when he paid for it? Of course you're responsible. If you knowingly fund Al-Qaeda, you're not responsible? Of course you are. You knowingly fund terrorists, you're not responsible? Of course you are. So they say, besides which, the murderous provisions in the bill were the ones that McCain fully agreed with and still agrees with today. He voted not despite those provisions, but in full agreement with them. And Will Duffy and Jim Schofield point out at TheologyOnline.com that their opponents have admitted as much. They admitted it themselves. Showing complete loyalty to anything but God, our opponents said the most devastating thing when they responded to Scalia, Antonin Scalia's comments in round three. Now, Antonin Scalia, remember, and there are videos embedded in this debate, which is so great about computers and the internet. The videos are embedded in the debate. And one video in the grandstands here is of a Simpson episode. And The Simpsons, is that one of those new TV shows? Well, it's not new. It's been out a while. I've only seen one episode, an 8-minute episode, and it's this one. And it's fabulous. It's fabulous. About when both candidates are the enemy and you got to vote for one because it's a two-party system and you don't want to throw away your vote. Now, in the Simpson episode, the two candidates, they were abducted by aliens. And they're actually aliens running, Kang and Kodos. And Homer comes out and in front of the nation, rips off their masks and exposes to the world that they're actually aliens running. And one of the aliens say, it's true, we're hideous aliens, but it's a two-party system. You've got to vote for one of us. And somebody in the crowd in front of the White House says, ooh, they're aliens. I think I'll vote for a third-party candidate. And Kodos says, go ahead, throw away your vote. And the crowd says, oh, yeah, we can't throw away our votes. We got to vote for one of those guys. And, you know, if it comes close to November 4th and it shows overwhelmingly that Obama's going to be your next president, then are you going to apply that beloved sacred principle of you can't throw away your vote? Are you going to vote for somebody you know is a loser? Or are you going to vote for Obama? I mean, you can't throw away your vote, right? That's one of the Ten Commandments. Thou shalt not murder, thou shalt not steal, thou shalt not commit adultery, thou shalt not throw away thy vote. So you can't throw away your vote. So you're going to vote for Obama? I mean, if you're going to be true to these sacred principles, and if Obama in a landslide like in Illinois, he ran against Alan Keyes. So if you didn't want to throw away your vote, you had to vote for Obama, right? Otherwise, what are you, just a doofus? You're just a doofus throwing away your vote? What, are you trying to make a political statement? Come on, don't throw away your vote. I mean, what does it even mean? It doesn't mean anything. It's moral relativism. It's secular humanism. It's gobbledygook. It's psychobabble. That's what it is. It's not based on morality or righteousness. So anyway, at TheologyOnline.com, you get the link to the Simpson episode. It's just brilliant. They got the Republican candidate speaking to a crowd. And, you know, he'll say anything he needs to get most of the people to vote for him. So he says, abortions for all. And they say, boo. He's like, oh, no, what do I do? Okay, no abortions for anyone. And they say, boo. So he says, okay, abortions for some and small American flags for others. Yay, everybody's happy. Everybody's satisfied. And that's what it is. I mean, that's what it is. The Simpsons are smarter than Focus on the Family. The Simpsons are smarter than Jay Sekulow. The Simpsons are smarter than National Rights of Life, and they don't even exist. They're just animated characters. So, yeah, we'll say whatever we need to say to get the most people to support our candidacy. It doesn't matter if we violate Do Not Murder and fund the killing of children. I mean, murdering babies of all things, that's what we need to look the other way and hold our nose over. If we're willing to compromise on Do Not Murder, where are we going to draw the line? I know, on Republican Party politics. That's where. And we say, well, don't you know, it's a vote for Obama. It's a vote for Obama, so fear Obama, fear the boogeyman. That's what the Bible says. Fear man. Fear him who can destroy the body. That's what the Bible says. So that's why the fear Obama argument is so compelling. In reality, if that's your position, if you say, I'm going to vote for this evil because that evil over there has me even more terrified, that's your position. I'm going to vote for this evil because that evil over there has me more terrified. If that's your position. And remember the caller just a couple weeks ago said, Bob, you say that John McCain is the lesser of two evils? And I said, wait a minute. Don't attribute that to me. That's his supporters. His supporters call him evil. That's his supporters. That's the Christian leaders. They call him evil. I don't know that he's the lesser of two evils, because when you convince millions of Christians to compromise on Do Not Murder, to be more loyal to a political party than to their Lord, then I'd say that is far more deadly and dangerous than how many people Barack Obama can kill from the White House. Far more dangerous. A far greater legacy of destruction from John McCain being supported by people who should know right from wrong. So I wouldn't call him the lesser of two evils. There's the evil of two lessers involved in this, but it's his supporters who call him evil. So if that's your standard, if you're afraid of the boogeyman, if you're afraid of this evil over here has you terrified, so it chases you into the arms of this other evil, then what you're saying is there's no depth of depravity and wickedness, perversion, atrocity that you would not support as long as somebody can conjure up something even scarier. And that's not the standard. The standard is not fear. The standard is trust in God. Let's go to Parker, Colorado. The phone number, 1-800-8-NYARTS, 1-800-836-9278. Byron, welcome to Bob and Yurt Live.
Hey, Bob, I've heard you talk about throwing away your vote for some time now, and your opinion or your explanation of that is different than what I've always thought away, throwing your vote away. In a million years, I would never have thought of voting for Obama, but my opinion is throwing away your vote is voting for McCain, because really, you know, if you vote for a person who's pro-life, you're going to, granted, this year probably not going to win, but you're going to at least make a statement.
Yeah, right.
And those people counting those votes, that's going to look for, you know, it's going to appear like something later.
Yeah, when Pontius Pilate, who was the governor, called for a vote, and the vote was between Jesus or Barabbas, who's going to be shown mercy and not killed, not executed, then if you don't want to throw away your vote, you're going to vote for Barabbas.
That's right.
So if you're in the crowd and you have Jay Sekulow saying to you, National Right to Life, don't throw away your vote. What are you, a fool? I mean, Barabbas, look, we took a poll. Barabbas is going to win. Don't throw away your vote. But you speak up for the Lord. You do what's right. You never side with evil. That good might come of it.
Right.
Very good, Byron.
Well, I would never, you know, I mean, just if Obama's ahead, I'll vote for Obama just because he's not going to lose. You know, that to me is, I mean, that's like the dumbest thing in the world to do.
Yeah, the dumbest thing in the world to do is to vote based on you don't want to throw away your vote, because then
absolutely,
you got to vote for the winner. Yes. You got to vote for the winner no matter what. Otherwise, you're throwing away your vote. So you take a poll, and that means you have no say. You just do what the majority does, which means you're stupid. Or you're going to do what with your vote if you don't want to throw away your vote, if that's your main goal.
That's Mike Rosen's main thing, is vote party, not person.
Right, and that is a way of destroying morality. Absolute morality and authority is destroyed by process.
Absolutely.
Process says, vote the party. And so you say, well, what if the party becomes evil? And Mike Rosen says, come on, what are you talking about? This is America. We can't be evil.
That's right.
Thank you, Bob.
Very, very social liberal and economic conservative, so that's, you know, it is.
Hey, Mike Rosen, right? You're describing Mike Rosen. You can't any longer say he's an economic conservative because he supported this radical socialist $700 billion buyout plan. And that's after we already spent, what, over $100 billion?
Yeah, that's
so
right.
So we've got about a $1 trillion socialist buyout plan that's nothing like conservative economics. It's socialism. So Mike Rosen is a socialist. He's just a more hesitant socialist.
Right. Yeah. He considers himself still a economic conservative.
That's because, like Bob Dole said, he said the Democrats are going over the cliff at 100 miles an hour, and we're just saying just slow down a little bit while you're going over the cliff.
That's right.
That's a Mike Rosen conservative. Thanks so much,
Willie.
Byron.
Thank you.
In Denver, Wiley, welcome to Bob and Yurt Live.
Yes, Bob. I've been a Christian about 20 years. And the thing about it, I haven't heard anybody stating to ask the Lord who to vote for.
Well, that's a great thing. In this debate right here, Wiley, that I'm going through, they started out the debate saying, what would Jesus do? What would Jesus do? And their opponents, who were saying we should vote for John McCain, they made fun of that argument, and they said that's not a valid argument. What would Jesus do? So, Wiley, you're agreeing with Will Duffy and Jim Scofield on that tactic.
Right.
And they're saying Jesus would not vote for an unrepentant child killer to willingly use our authority to put him in office.
Right. But here's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
I asked him for 3 weeks. I said, because I didn't want to vote for Obama because he's black. I wanted to vote. I voted for principles and values.
Well, right. We shouldn't vote for a race, Wiley. And you know what? I would love it if we had a black man as the leader of this country. I would absolutely love it because it would be. It'd be a great thing, but not a black person who kills a black children like Obama does and McCain does. Hey, we're out of time. Maranatha Christian Center in Arvada, what a great school. And KGOV.com.